Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, December 23rd. I'm Mark Daniels. A week to go in the NFL season, and the Green Bay Packers still have a shot, even though they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers 38-31 in the snow at Lambeau. Wild back-and-forth game that came down to the final snap. Packers had it to the one. False start penalty pushed him back. There was a 10-second runoff. The Packers got one last snap off, but it went incomplete. Head coach Mike McCarthy and the Packers rally comes up literally 3 feet short.
Yeah. They refuse to lose. They have a ton of fight in them. We need one more play tonight, and we can go back and forth on the pros and cons of the game. And we kind of felt it was going to be an up and down game. The mechanics of the game, played into that. The weather, particularly in the second half, the ball was slicker than the start of the game. So crazy game. Unfortunately, we came out on a short end.
Flynn talking about that final sequence.
Got the penalty, and we knew we were getting a run off. Knew the clock was going to run. Got everybody lined up. We should have been able to get two plays off. We thought that the operation, getting the ball down and the clock started was a little, it was a little bit weird. But should have been able to get two plays off, but went as fast as we could.
Packers had a lead of 14-10, but fell behind 31-21 after three when Flynn was intercepted by Cortez Allen, who returned it 40 yards for a touchdown. But the Packers battled back to get it even. A Flynn fumble just inside of 2 minutes deep in their own territory led to a Le'Veon Bell go-ahead touchdown with 1:25 to play. Packers got it all the way to the one, but were denied. And it was also a costly loss for Clay Matthews, recorded his 50th sack as a Packer, but on the play, looked like he may have broken his right thumb. His status uncertain for the finale. Brad Jones also went down. Packers had a couple of huge penalties late, but Tremont Williams said that's no reason for the loss.
We never made an excuse, for whatever situation, whether it's injuries or whatnot. We never made an excuse for that. So we're not going to start now. We had opportunities to win this game, and we did.
And the Steelers did, and Ben Roethlisberger said it was old-time football at Lambeau Field.
It was crazy. The field was muddy and sloppy, and there were numerous times I caught a snap from center, and there was like clumps of mud on the laces, and it was crazy. One time at the end of the half, I had to ask them to get a new ball because the laces were filled with mud, but it's Lambeau Field. I've been here. This is my first time ever playing here. I don't know if I'll get to come back because you don't know about scheduling, and if there was one time to play at Lambeau, I guess this is what you want.
Steelers still alive at 7-8, but they need tons of help to make it as a wild card. The Packers at 7-7-1 have destiny in their hands one more time for the Chicago Bears, crushed by the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday night at Lincoln Financial Field, 54-11. Eagles piled up 291 yards rushing. LeSean McCoy with 133 and two scores. Bears head coach Mark Trestman let his first chance to clinch the division slip away.
It's disappointing we couldn't get it done, but if we said in April that we'd have an opportunity to go to the playoffs and do that by winning the last game, we'd be in. And that's where we are. We're in on it on Sunday. We got to be at our best, and we're going to play a very good football team.
Packers will play the Bears at Soldier Field for the NFC North title. The game has been moved by the league to 3:25 Sunday in Chicago. The Detroit Lions eliminated from playoff consideration as they dropped another one at home. This one to the New York Giants, 23-20 in overtime. Matthew Stafford, a late pick six. Josh Brown's 45-yard field goal ended it, and it may have brought the run of Jim Schwartz as head coach to an end.
It is. It's very disappointing coming from where we were. And, it's hard to take when every game is close. I think that's the thing that makes it difficult.
Lions have dropped five out of their last six games. Dallas Cowboys rebounded from that stunning Packer comeback by rallying themselves to beat the Washington Redskins on the road. Final score was Dallas 24, Washington 23. Tony Romo hitting DeMarco Murray with a 10-yard touchdown pass with 1:08 to play.
That was a big win. As big a win as we've had. And, we had to, obviously, doing it when we're trailing by what we were in the fourth quarter. I think that was great to see the guys grind it out and make the plays that needed to be made. And I'm just excited for the guys and the way they played.
Cowboys and Eagles will meet Sunday night for the NFC East Division Championship. The Carolina Panthers assume control of the NFC South by beating the New Orleans Saints 17-13. Cam Newton hitting Dominic Hickson with a 14-yard touchdown pass with 23 seconds left. Head coach Ron Rivera and the Panthers clinched their first playoff spot since 2008, but he only wants this to be the beginning.
We are in the playoffs, so that's one of the best things that we got going. But for the most part, you know, like I said, we've still got a lot of business left at hand, and we're not going to be satisfied just being in if we have an opportunity to get a good seed. So we've got to show up on Tuesday, focused in on Atlanta, get ready to play.
Seattle Seahawks lose their first home game in 14. First time Russell Wilson loses on the home turf as the Arizona Cardinals go in and beat the Seahawks 17-10. Carson Palmer hit Michael Floyd with a 31-yard touchdown with 2:20 remaining. 10th win of the year for the Cardinals, and Palmer says that's special.
To come in here and get a win is a daunting task, and you play these division games and there's so much on the line, it's, you know, an ugly win is a win, regardless of how it comes out. And, you know, there's a handful of times where the ball really kind of bounced their way today, and we were resilient. We kept fighting. We kept believing. We came out and got a win.
Might not be enough for Arizona, though, if San Francisco wins in the Monday night game against Atlanta in the final at Candlestick Park. Other highlights from the weekend, the Denver Broncos ripped the Houston Texans 37-13 at Reliance Stadium. Peyton Manning with 4 touchdown passes, and that means he passes Tom Brady for the single-season NFL record. Manning now with 51.
I really feel like it's a team accomplishment, certainly an offensive accomplishment, but just a lot of people played roles in this, and I think it's a unique thing and a neat thing to be a part of NFL history, even though it may be temporary.
Yeah, he might get to 52, 53 or more in their season finale. The Buffalo Bills shut out the Miami Dolphins 19-0. Dan Carpenter with 4 field goals hurts the Dolphins' playoff chances. The Bengals clinch the AFC North with a 42-14 rout of the Minnesota Vikings. Andy Dalton, 366 yards and 4 touchdowns. It was Indianapolis over Kansas City 23-7. Kansas City's now locked into the 5th seed in the AFC. The Colts are champions of the South. Rams over the Buccaneers 23-13. Rookie Zach Stacy 104 yards and a touchdown. It was the Jets over Cleveland 24-13. Tennessee beat Jacksonville 20-16. It was San Diego over Oakland 26-13. Ryan Matthews with 99 yards and a touchdown. New England Patriots with Miami's loss clinched their 5th straight AFC East title, and they made sure of it with a 41-7 rout of the Baltimore Ravens. And that was 2 defensive touchdowns for the Patriots in that victory. So the AFC's final wildcard spot is up for grabs. Baltimore still in the driver's seat. They can control their own destiny with a win. Miami, San Diego, Pittsburgh all need plenty of help. College football, the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater Division III national champions again as they routed Mount Union Friday night in Salem, Virginia in the Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl 52-14, 5th national championship for Whitewater. They've reached the championship game 8 times out of the last 9 years. To college basketball, 9th-ranked Wichita State beat North Carolina Central 77-66 on Sunday. Number 10, Connecticut over Washington 82-70. 13th-ranked Iowa State beat George Mason 79-67. And number 15, Baylor over Southern 81-56. The Green Bay Phoenix beat Fairfield 74-58 at the Rest Center on Saturday as Alec Brown went off for a career-high 40 points, just the 3rd player in Phoenix school history to go at least for 40.
Obviously, shots were falling in, and everything was, you know, coming to me, and it did. It felt really good. Also, got to thank my teammates, obviously. I mean, they were giving me the ball all night. You know, they're giving me presents all night, really.
Better to give than to receive this time of year. Green Bay now 8-3 on the season. In college women's volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers. Cinderella story ends in the championship match. They fall to powerhouse Penn State 3-1. So the Nittany Lions win their 6th title as Wisconsin reaching the championship game for the 2nd time in program history after taking down top-ranked Texas in the semifinals. To the NBA, the Indiana Pacers beat the Boston Celtics 106-79. Lance Stephenson with the 3rd triple-double of the year.
It really means a lot to me, but I want to thank my teammates for making it easy. They knocked down open shots, and we make smart plays, and when we play together, the sky's the limit for us.
The Toronto Raptors knocked off the Oklahoma City Thunder 104-98. LA Clippers rally to beat the Minnesota Timberwolves in overtime 120-116. Blake Griffin with 32. Milwaukee Bucks on Saturday picked up their 6th win of the year, beating Philadelphia 116-106. Chris Middleton with 27. Bucks are in Charlotte Monday night. On the ice, the New York Rangers beat the Minnesota Wild 4-1. The Vancouver Canucks get by the Winnipeg Jets 2-1. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.